KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune in to KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Kimmy K, 25 years old, local singer-songwriter from Salt Lake City. I make mostly pop and R&B type of music, you know, Alicia Keys type music to Kehlani. I just recently released a new project called Desire. I released it mid-November, and it's on all platforms to listen to. I like to make this kind of music because of the emotion in it. Anything that can make you feel something or cry or, you know, break up with your boyfriend or whatever you want to do in that moment. That's my type of music I like to make. Back in 2018, I released my first project, the Kimmy EP. At the time, I was happy with it, I thought, but I wasn't really sure with where I was in life in general. Who I was as a person, what I wanted to do with music. So I feel like the Kimmy EP was kind of shows that. I don't know if it's obvious to other people, but it's mostly obvious to me that it's not my authentic self. And I think about my mental health when I wrote that, and I know that I had no idea what I was doing in life or who I was. So I think that is just super obvious to me personally, because I knew where I was with my mental health. Took a little bit of a break after doing some performances and kind of promoting that album. I decided to move to Seattle with my husband. We moved out there because we had some family out there that offered him a job. I don't want to live here my whole life, and the culture was exciting to me in Seattle. And so I went out there and just kind of focused on my mental health a little bit more and had to really figure out who I was before I could do any more type of music. When I first got to Seattle, it was really, really hard. I wanted to come home like every other week, every other day. I really, really had to just sit in my uncomfortableness in my brain and figure out who I was, what I wanted, who I wanted to be around, things like that. So that was really hard. It was probably the first 6 months being in Seattle was really hard. And then I was able to get friends and a job I liked and get more into what I felt like was me. That led me to being able to write again, and I wrote a song out there called Alone in My Mind, and it was just all about my mental health and what I've been feeling, and that was kind of like my push back to realize that I do want to make music, I do like this, I just have to take care of myself first. Do a big drill. Sitting with my discomfort was, and still is, like the hardest thing to do. I had just had to do the little things I know I didn't want to do, like get up in the morning, go run, go to a therapist, see my doctor, take my medication, all these little things, you know, eat better that really make a difference in how you feel. And I'm still figuring that out, but I know at least now what I need to do. In Seattle, that's what it really took, was figuring out what do I need as a person to feel good. And once I got that a little bit down, then I was able to be, you know, more confident in what I was putting out. I was in Seattle from 2018 to the beginning of the pandemic. When the pandemic hit in Seattle, it hit really hard, and I was in the restaurant industry, so it shut down so hard, and we just came home for financial reasons and to be with our family. When I got back initially, I was feeling really good, feeling on top of my game. I had done some performances in Seattle, so I was feeling more like myself again. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, so everything shut down, and I kind of got back into that day drinking, lazy TikTok making mode, and I felt good. I definitely felt better, but the pandemic did slow me back down a little bit. During the pandemic, I'm definitely doing some writing, little doodles in my notebook or whatever. As we start coming out of the pandemic, I really want to get back out there. I'm feeling like that's what I need in my life, and also everyone else needs to get back out there at the time. So I start going through my email, looking through like beats I could possibly use, and I came across this beat that a guy named Andrew Adams had sent me like a year ago before that. And I was like, can I still use this? And he was like, yeah, and here's a few more. And right off the bat, I started writing Slide Through to that one, and then the Fully Ado. So right off the bat, I was feeling good about making a project. I knew I wanted to. I also wanted to do a variety because I liked so many different kinds of music. So I just started writing with that. And yeah, Desire came about. Desire is like a play off of my birth name. Before I was adopted, my name was Desiree. And so I kind of wanted to just like bring it back to the most authentic me. And so that was kind of a play off of the name. It also portrays my most desires, like what goes through my head. I'm really happy with Desire. And it doesn't give me any cringe moments yet. Maybe it will in a couple months when I put something else out. But I am just really happy with the growth. I think it's exciting, and Kimmy, I don't know if other people can hear what I'm talking about, but I definitely think that the emotion and the confidence is there in Desire. I think with the Kimmy EP and just in general in my life, I was so worried about what other people thought and I wanted to please them. I think that's the biggest difference, is that I wasn't for anyone else. It was just for me. And if anyone else liked it, that was a plus. It's something that I'm learning, trying not to worry about what other people think all the time, which is hard. But I definitely am happier, and my music, I think, is better when I do that. We're going to be listening to one of the singles on my project Desire. It's going to be Free. It's the second single on there. This one just means a lot to me, the emotion. It's the type of music I most like to make, so I hope you like it. Find all my music on any of the platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to, you can find it there. My Instagram is KimmyKUT, and I post all the shows that I have coming up there, any music that I have, my music videos. Also have a music video page on YouTube, KimmyK. I have a music video coming out at the end of the month, and a show on January 14th from 8 to 3. So that should be fun. It's a lot of local performers, and we're celebrating my birthday. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes. You gotta buy, buy, buy. I got away with the words. Grass ain't greener
on the other side. Water it ain't gonna change it. Come down to Urban Lounge on Thursday, January 20th for our first 2022 localized show featuring co-headliners Musor and The Painted Roses with opener The Psych Somatics. This 21 plus show is $5 and requires proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test upon entry. Mark your calendars for this can't miss night of some of the city's best psychedelic rock.